Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
31906.
Thank you. And let me get that pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
First name is Brenda. Last name is Perryman. P as in Paul. Erryman.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
3678 Robin Road, Columbus, Georgia, 31906.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on this to load here. One moment. Okay, so I do see here you paid the $5.74. It was for the KitchenAid.
Is that okay? Because I did not get, I saw this on Facebook, and it was a KitchenAid, I guess like a mixer for $2. And it never did give me a breakdown. So I called my bank because I thought something went fraudulent. And they told me it was a total. I thought she said 578. Is it 578 or 574? 574. Okay. And is it for the mixer? Because she said it was a company called Pure Something.
Well, let me see.
But I thought I was getting a mix of a KitchenAid. Mixer.
Yes, ma'am. It is for the mixer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, it advertised it $2, so I was telling the bank before I call them back with a fraudulent claim. Okay. So was it $2? And what was the other $3.74? Was it for tax and shipping?
No, ma'am. The full amount was for shipping.
Okay.
So the full $5.74, it was for shipping.
So that's all that's going to be charged on my credit card?
Well, let me see. Well, the KitchenAid, it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card. So you do get a $125 gift card while you have the KitchenAid. And that gift card, it does have a membership fee.
And what is that membership fee? Because it doesn't tell me any of that. Because my bank is waiting on me to call them back. Because,
okay.
See, it's misleading. That ad is misleading. So I want to know what is being charged to my credit card.
So you're only being charged the $5.74 right now. The membership fee, it isn't charged until later. So that'll be $49.97. And that's
okay.
For the $125 gift card.
Okay. No, ma'am, let me cancel. What
sure.
Do I need to do with you all? Need to cancel that? Because, see, it didn't say any of that on the ad. It told me I was getting a KitchenAid, and I told the bank this. It was advertised at Walmart, and it said $2. I went under, okay, and I did everything, and down at the end, it hit had something there that said $39.99, and do you select? And I said no, and so I never did get a breakdown of what my total would be from the ad, which I thought was Walmart. Okay, and so I called the bank, and they told me it was something called Pure whatever, and it was a total of $5.74. So and I did not say anything about a gift card for $125.
Okay, well, it's okay, ma'am. So I did
okay.
Go ahead and get you canceled. those funds may be back in the account today. I can't really say with it being the weekend. If there no is problem. A delay, then it can take up to 3 to 5 business days, but you should be good to go.
Can I get a confirmation number for the cancellation? Okay.
Sure. So it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
729.
729.
Mm-hmm. 751.
751.
885.
885. Let me repeat that. C as in Charlie. 729-751-885.
Right.
Okay, that's the cancellation. And also, so they're saying nothing else will be on this card.
Right.
Okay, because like I said, it had nothing to do with a gift card, telling me about a gift card or anything cancellation. Okay. All right. I will call my bank and let them know. I told them after I talked with you all, I will let them know. Thank you. And your name again?
It's Kenya. That's Kenya.
Thank you, Kenya. Thank you for your excellent customer service and making me feel very comfortable because I was getting nervous, and you know, and just want to make sure, you know, when you get your card number out there that you don't want nothing be placed on there.
Right.
But I appreciate your excellent customer service.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.